Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Here are your hosts, John McCure and Julia Fellow.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Oh, you just got a text from your daughter.
I did. She sent a little picture of my grandson, Theo.
So cute.
He's so cute in his little Halloween costume, but he's crying. He doesn't look very happy.
No, that's all right.
They wrote, he wasn't having it today. Hey, it's Friday. Be careful if you're out there with the trick-or-treaters walking around. Just please be really, really careful. Also on Friday, we always recognize another everyday hero. Here's Eric Bilstad.
An everyday hero is when Wisconsin's morning news celebrates an average John or Jane Doe who had no idea when they got up one morning they'd be saving a life. Today we head to Lexington, Kentucky.
What's going on?
This is State Trooper Jude Remillion, who just pulled over a driver in a pickup truck. As you can hear, he's busy talking to the guy, going through the process.
Ask the driver for a driver's license and proof of insurance, and you know if there's anybody, other occupants inside the vehicle, and then the situation just escalated.
State Trooper talking to WLKY News there. Yeah, things definitely escalated. The guy in the pickup started shooting at the officer, hitting him in the leg. The trooper, Remillion, starts running for cover. You can hear him trying to get out of the way. Meanwhile, the guy drives off.
Shot in the leg. Shot in the leg.
What are you going to do?
Bleeding on the leg.
Tourniquet?
Yes.
Immediately after this happened, people started showing up to help. Another guy shows up, calls 911, and takes his belt off, also to be used as a tourniquet. And now listen to this young woman, who just arrived at the scene.
Is that the only place you were shot?
Yes, I think so.
First thing Taylor Hall asked was, is this your only wound? It's as if they were in an exam room. She's locked in. People handing the trooper water, others helping as well. Taylor describing it all to WLKY News.
There were people running back and forth to their cars, trying to get water. He said he kept saying he was thirsty. So my stepdad was grabbing water from other people. People would come out of their cars, bring them to him.
The stepdad is Jimmy Alexander, who explained that his wife, Jessica, realized that there was a shooting when they pulled up.
And she was like, I think that officer's been shot. And I was like, no way. So she's like, he needs help. So I go to pull over, and she's already opening the door and everything. So
you can see the entire thing, all of the body cam footage and the story. Just text the word hero to the WTMJ Sighting Unlimited talk and text line, 855-616-1620. So many people helping. The trooper would spend 3 weeks in the hospital, multiple surgeries, but he's okay.
They truly saved my life, and you know, I would sincerely, you know, like to meet each and every one of them one day and just show them my gratitude and how thankful I am.
He got his wish. He met Jimmy and Jessica and Taylor during a very special ceremony this past week.
Jimmy, Jessica, Taylor, and Adam, y'all saved a life. And he's right here.
The governor of Kentucky there honoring them with the State Patrol's Meritorious Achievement Award. It's the highest honor given to a civilian. Jimmy says it's all in a day's work.
If that was my son, you know, or me, I would want somebody to do the same thing, and that's just how I was raised.
Well, it would appear they're raising them right in Kentucky. Thank you, Jimmy, Jessica, Taylor, and all the others for being an everyday hero. Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care. Eric Bilstead, WTMJ News.
It is 5:13 at WTMJ. Traffic and weather up next. And then there's a big event taking place tomorrow. Julia and I will both be there. We'd love for you to be there as well. That's up next.
Oh, good song. Hey, Halloween has become a major drinking holiday as festivities shift from trick-or-treating to parties and drinking events. But there's a new term that a lot of people are using, wine moms. Have you heard of that before?
No, I never heard that.
Okay. This is Morgan Ryan. She's a drunk driving accountability expert with Smart Start. Take a listen.
What started as this kind of funny, I'm holding a coffee mug and there might be wine in here, right? Because I'm overworked and I'm using this as a coping mechanism.
So a lot of women during the pandemic,
yeah,
you know, you're dealing with a lot. You're, and maybe you might be going and trick-or-treating with the kids, and you might have something, you know, when you walk around, oh, this is just coffee.
Sure, yeah. But
here's another thing that she's just saw on Instagram.
I saw a Halloween post this morning on my Instagram. It's like, oh, I got my Yeti, and I'm putting a hot tea bag outside of it, but really there's wine in here.
It can lead to problems.
Yeah.
And it's a sign. It's definitely a sign that you need to probably put yourself into check. She also mentioned this new Gallup poll that came out looking at young women and moms drinking and coping.
Blew our entire industry out of the water. It is so incredibly alarming. We now know that the younger generation, young women, are binge drinking now more than men. And so I kind of bring this full circle, because if you've walked in the alcohol aisle recently, just take a look. It is quite pink and sparkly. And these are very intentional marketing schemes that are targeted towards women. Rosé all day and your White Claws. What women don't realize, those canned cocktails actually have 3% on average more ABV. It's just like alcohol by volume than like a glass of wine.
So it could be just innocent. You're innocently, you know, trying to have a good time, or, you know, dealing with, you know, some fun, or, you know.
Women more binge drinking than men.
Can you believe that?
That part surprises me.
I thought that too. So Morgan Ryan, again, she has Smart Start. It's an ignition interlock device. It's one of the most popular.
Yep.
Carb breathalyzer. There's also something that she has. It's a mobile device that you can buy. Listen to this. This is pretty interesting. And it has an app attached.
I love the voluntary market. I think it's so cool. Basically like a portable device, mobile device. We have what's called a breath check. And basically you will blow into that. A lot of moms will actually purchase them for their kids on prom night. I have friends that use them. And the results will populate directly into your phone.
This is something that,
that's smart.
This is something that not a lot of people want to talk about. But,
yeah,
you know, Wisconsin does have a drinking culture.
For sure.
My father-in-law, he is 18 years sober. And he goes, I am an alcoholic. And he talked about, I just talked to him about the story. He said, yeah, all of those things where you put it in a secret place. And then if you want to check on your kids, John, like on a weekend like this.
Right.
Or who's the DD? You have that app and you can breathe into it. Isn't that interesting?
That's good technology. Yeah.
So you can text Halloween if you'd like, Halloween, to 855-616-1620, Halloween, if you'd like to learn more.
Hey, I want to tell you a little bit about an American military tie to Vietnam. I was in Vietnam with listeners recently. We were 8 days in Vietnam. And one of the highlights of the trip was a series of tunnels called the Cu Chi Tunnels. They're near Saigon, the former capital. And right now, as I tell you about the tunnels, if you text the word watch, you can see them. Watch to 855-616-1620. Text the word watch and you can see these tunnels. They're amazing. A little bit of history here. In the 60s and 70s, as the Vietnam War was raging, the Viet Cong, that's who we were fighting against, built a series of tunnels in Vietnam where they could live underground. They could fight the United States underground. There's a 60 square area mile where we went and visited the tunnels near the Ho Chi Minh Trail, and they would pop up in and out of these tunnels and kill American troops. Eventually, there was a group of military, U.S. military, trained called Tunnel Rats, and they would go into these tunnels, which were very narrow. The Vietnamese are a lean people. They could fit in the tunnels. Americans, especially with gear and backpacks and weapons, could not. So what happened was we trained guys to go into the tunnels. There was a lot of hand-to-hand combat buried in the earth. Some of them carried flamethrowers to try to clear the tunnels. The tunnels were booby-trapped, oftentimes engineered with trap doors that had shrapnel or spears in there that would carve up our guys. But the tunnels you can now go through, they are absolutely amazing.
Okay, tell me. Tell me what it was like.
So we crawl through a tunnel. So you go in the tunnel, it's absolutely pitch black. A trap door opens and we would walk into the tunnel. We had to crouch or walk on our hands and knees. And imagine that's how our military guys had to fight. And you go through this series of dark tunnels, dark rooms. And I kept thinking about our men that would be hiding and ambushed in those tunnels. 75 miles underground. When the Vietnamese built these, they used hand picks and shovels and could only dig 5 feet a day. So I bring this up to you now because we're going on an honor flight tomorrow, and I'm so happy you're going to be with us. And there are a bunch of Vietnam veterans, many in the Army, many who fought in this part of Vietnam.
So now that you've seen that, you went into that tunnel, has that changed your outlook on when you're going to be going on this next honor flight?
It makes me think about it. Makes me think about our brave men in the rice paddies and the jungles of Vietnam and Cambodia and what they had to go through, for sure. Gives me a different respect. Having been in Vietnam for 8 days, I feel different than I did before I went.
I couldn't imagine. You're going into something pitch black. You know that this is war.
And it's their home base. They know where the trapdoors are. They know what's around the corner. And our men didn't.
I saw a Medal of Honor winner talk about that. And yes, you're right. The hand-to-hand combat.
Brutal.
Because you can't use a weapon because it's so loud.
And you can't even get a rifle like in there. It was brutal.
He said the way that he was able to tell if the enemy was there was by smelling breath.
If how there was close breath, they were.
That's how close that's they were. Crazy. And they're fighting in the dark.
So come celebrate some of our Vietnam veterans tomorrow. There's an honor flight that Julie and I are both going to be on. We're going to collect really cool stories and bring them back for you. But tomorrow's your chance. I would recommend this. Come out to the airport for the homecoming in the evening. The planes are due to start getting back at like 8 o'clock tomorrow night. You want to get there 6:37, get situated for the parade. There's going to be marching bands. There's going to be 165 vets. Come welcome them home. Bring your kids at the airport tomorrow evening. And Julia, tomorrow it's Flight of Champions. So in Milwaukee, there are going to be people from the Brewers and the Bucks on our airplanes. There's a flight that goes in and out of Green Bay with Packers people. It's going to be amazing.
I am so honored. I'm so excited. I'm going to put everything together. My heart is just bursting with such gratitude that I'm going to be able to tell their stories.
I'm so glad you're going to be there. So tomorrow's the last flight of our flight season. We don't fly again until the spring. So bring your kids. Come on out to the airport. Welcome home our heroes tomorrow night. All right. It is 5:38 at WTMJ. He is not wearing a costume. He's still the chief meteorologist. He is wearing an orange tie, it looks like.
I love it.
Text the word watch. Watched 855-616-1620. You can always watch the show and you can see Brian Znansky. Hey, Niz, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Yeah, that's about the extent of my costume. Orange tie. I'll go orange and black today.
That's good.
That's about it, guys. It's
a business. Yeah. It's a business. You can't dress up like a Smurf to do the weather, right?
Oh, you know what we were talking about, Brian? We were talking about, because sunset's about to hit in like 6 minutes, about how careful John and I are going to be driving home tonight.
It makes me nervous this night always, Niz. You get home about 6 o'clock.
Kids
everywhere.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. And then when it gets dark, and it, obviously a danger, and you hope, you know, the kids and their parents are, the heads are on a swivel and everything. But thankfully, I think it's going to be dry, guys.
That's good.
There's a couple little showers that are over towards Janesville. They're really taking their time. There really isn't much else developing yet. I think if we do get some showers going, the better chance will be later this evening, and they'll be really hit and miss. But yeah, you're right. Please, people out there, if you're driving around, please be paying attention, keeping your speed down. That's the thing.
You know what I do? Sorry, Niz, didn't mean to interrupt you, but I get off the interstate, and then I have a couple neighborhoods I go through to get to my house. Where there's kids everywhere every Halloween, I put my flashers on.
I'm going to do that.
I drive 50 miles an hour. I just put my flashers on. Just at least maybe they'll see me coming.
Yep.
Just
that's a really
down.
Good idea. And I mean, like, at the very least, no one should be blazing through these neighborhoods over the speed limit right now.
Yep.
Like, that shouldn't be happening really any day but through neighborhood streets. But especially on a day like today. When the kids are excited, and rightfully so, right? These are the nights that you want your kid to have a little bit more freedom, you know, going house to house and enjoying themselves.
You know, Julia, you're all over TikTok. Niz, I know you check out some of the vids sometimes. I don't know if you guys saw this viral video, but one of the biggest trends going on, to switch gears a little bit but stay with Halloween, is that people are handing out potatoes for Christmas.
Huh?
And the kids are loving it. I saw several videos today when I was getting ready for the show where guys and gals had a little basket of candy and a little basket of potatoes. And they let kids choose. And kids are choosing potatoes. And they're very excited. They're eating them like apples.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Potatoes. Julie, I'm surprised you haven't seen this because you always send me cool videos. Potatoes are
that's
hottest thing going.
That's pretty good. Anything unique, right?
I think that's it.
That just shows you how our kids got it, right? You know, we were excited about a Tootsie Roll. The only thing that gets my kid perked up is if it's a full-size candy bar. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a unique experience for them. Oh, Mom, look what I got, a potato. Yeah, yeah, I could totally exactly. see my kids being all house. Ramped up about
what,
that.
What's the Nesnansky house giving out for tonight?
Our trick-or-treat was last weekend, but we I just got the big old bags from Costco and yeah. whatever's in there.
Us too, I think.
You know, you could take a couple. I'm not too picky. Kid wants to take a handful. We got plenty of it.
So we give out popcorn. We give out individual cool. wrapped bags of popcorn. I don't know that Michelle
See,
really likes.
There again, that's unique. I mean, that's cool.
The kids
and that
excited.
Might be something that the kids will open up
yeah.
like right away.
I mean, but if I go you to can... a house and there's a bowl full of Kit Kats and a bowl full of Yukon Golds, I'm taking yeah. a Kit Kat.
Yeah, time. Oh, for sure. Yeah, I don't know. Some Baby Reds, though.
Yeah. Like you're doing oh, that's those. True. I don't know. Baby Reds are pretty good. Vita Reese's, that's for sure.
My most memorable was this one guy who was a really old man. He would give out pennies, handfuls of pennies. I was so excited.
See, really? That you're too. Excited? That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You're a
yeah,
good little
I want
financial.
Money. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Well, we do that with Easter eggs. We have a neighborhood Easter egg hunt, and like some of them will put coins in and quarters like that.
Oh,
that's fun.
I got my neighbor Andre. Love Andre. He's Eastern European. And Andre, he's got that old look to him, right? And he's the guy who will throw little $5 bills in the eggs.
Wow.
You know what I mean? He's got like the opulence wow. you know,
John,
going on, right?
John, we have a texter talking about these raw potatoes. The texter says that potatoes are poisonous if eaten raw, especially green skin potatoes.
Not true. That is absolutely unequivocally okay. not true. Let's put an end to that. Sometimes when I'm peeling potatoes, I eat the potatoes. I'm still sitting here. I don't know about green skin. But
when it's getting little sprouts, do you throw them out?
No, not always. Not
My
if it's still firm.
Flips.
And no, if it's still firm.
Pull them off.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Yeah. All right, Niz, you already alluded to it's going to be pretty good this evening. How about take this evening and lead us through it?
If anybody dares me, I'll eat those little roots that come off
Don't
of there.
Don't do it.
You know what, I mean?
What are we looking at?
A couple Coors Lights and $20. I'll do that all night. All right. mostly cloudy skies with some scattered showers tonight. The rain becomes a little bit more likely later this evening. But again, still really scattered. 38 degrees. I think most of the trick-or-treats are going to be dry. Most of the high school football games dry. Tomorrow, a better chance of showers in the morning, maybe even some ice pellets mixing in. Low temperature or high temperature tomorrow of only 48. Seems like a low. Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy. The better of the two weekend days, a high 55. Chance of rain Sunday night. Should be out of here Monday. Mostly sunny Monday, 58. And then partly cloudy and 60 on Tuesday, guys.
All right, Niz, have a really good weekend.
Yeah, you too, guys. Have a good one. Happy Halloween, everybody. Please be safe.
Yes. It is 5:44 WTMJ. All right, here we go. Let's do the radio show. This is a big deal every year here. It's Halloween. It's the WTMJ Halloween radio show put together by the morning team. They headed to northern Wisconsin to witness a rare natural event, but the night gets spooky. Here is Northern Bites.
So I'm like, okay, fine, doctor, but how much piano wire are you going to use? You know, so like,
well, we made it to the North Woods. Friggin' Eric Big Plans Bilstead. Cannot believe you talked me into this.
Oh my God, Vince, this is going to be amazing. Another Wisconsin's Morning News adventure. We're in northern Wisconsin to witness the Aurora Borealis during a full moon eclipse. Oh my God, it's going to be so beautiful. It's going to be like the sun and the moon and the earth coming together as one.
And itchy. There are mosquitoes everywhere. Ugh. Hello, Zika.
Debbie's right. Bugs are pretty bad already.
Here, help me with the tents over here.
Look, E, you know I appreciate the beauty of our fine state, along with your interest in the sun and the moon and all, whatever else you just said. But just because the paper says we may see the northern lights this week does not mean it's going to happen. We should have figured that out by now. Plus, sleeping out here in the middle of the woods with coworkers, not my idea of a great time. I mean, have you even met me?
You'll love it. Trust me.
Okay, got the campfire started.
Perfect. Thanks, Debs. You know, I gotta admit, I'm not sure why, but I feel weird tonight.
All right, right, slow down there, dude. We are here for the Northern Lights full moon eclipse thing. Nothing else.
Are you okay, Eric? Your eyes look yellow.
Hey, guys. Hey, sorry I'm late. Had to grab some fresh brats. You know, nothing says Northern Lights full moon eclipse like bratwurst.
Tausch, for an assortment of reasons, so glad you're here. So I think you know a course nearby where we can sneak out for a quick nine. You know what I mean? You got any advice? I think Eric's getting a little sick.
Eric, you need a brat, buddy. Protein cures everything.
No. Stay back.
Please. Okay, so Eric, Debbie's right. Your eyes kind of starting to have a glow to them. Do you need, like, is this a medical thing? Do you need insulin or something?
Wow, hey guys, you're missing this. The Northern Lights. A full moon eclipse, and it's all at once. Man, it reminds me of the Rose Bowl.
Mark, you smell
delicious.
Okay, bud. Let's just, whoa, hey! Easy, big fella! I'm mostly grizzle, I swear.
Oh my god. He's turning into a werewolf.
Okay, a werewolf? What are we talking about? Eric, stop biting Tausch. No, Tausch!
Tell my friends and family, I wish predicted this in the buffon.
Oh my god. The last guy I saw eat up Tauscher like that was Michael Strahan.
All right, this actually is bad. This is real bad. Plus, without Tausch, we're going to need to book another guest. 7:50 tomorrow. Now we've got a spot that's totally open. And think about that all night. Anyway, here's what we do. We always do. We call Pancake. Greg is on his way. Maybe he can help.
Hey, friends. I can't come to the phone. Too busy flipping the flapjacks, if you know what I mean. I hope your day is like a heaping stack of pancakes. Hot, scrumptious, and plenty sticky.
Now what are we going to do?
I think I can be of assistance.
You can help. Great. Wait, who is that?
Hey, Vince.
Sarah? Sarah Smith Pancari, the head of Summerfest. What in the world are you doing here?
Yeah, so I just, between you and me, I heard Bono's got a cottage up here somewhere, and I'm really hoping we can convince you two to play Summerfest next year.
That's fantastic. So anyway, to bring you up to speed, Eric is now a werewolf. This happened during the Aurora Borealis full moon eclipse thing that we were apparently up here to witness.
So how bad is it? Like Teen Wolf werewolf or like American Werewolf in London werewolf?
The latter, definitely. Because like Teen Wolf was kind of a pretty cool wolf. Michael J. Fox didn't eat anybody, and this is not a cool wolf.
Ooh, I've actually heard of this. So I took a lycanthrope studies class at Madison. It was an elective. So here's the deal. We need a radio.
Here, you use my phone.
Perfect. Now play something loud, like music, in order to get his attention.
Yeah, what's that gonna do?
Trust me, werewolves can't resist.
Really, Debbie, that's your answer.
What, you'd rather I play Maneater?
He's getting closer.
Perfect. Now hand me a silver bullet.
I didn't bring any ammo.
No, there's gotta be a Coors Light in here somewhere. Hit him in the head and knock him out with this beer can.
I gotta tell you, I actually did expect a much better idea.
What is that?
What's that sound? Is that Thriller? Get ready to face the hounds of hell.
Throw the can now.
Was that your fastball? Man, that looked like a changeup.
Thought you were dead, dude. Didn't even flinch. And now we're dead.
Those mountains aren't blue enough to stop me.
All right. Hello? Hello? Where is everybody? Debbie? Sarah? E? Werewolfie? Fantastic. I now have to find a co-host and somebody to do traffic tomorrow.
Darkness falls across the Badger Land. Wisconsin's morning news is close at hand. Vince and company rise with flair to fill your ears with local air. News and traffic, sports and cheese. They'll wake you up with expertise. And whoever tunes in late may miss the scoop on Vetrano's latest golfing state. Coffee is spilled at 6:02, while the pancake breakfast special's always brand new. And grisly tales of brewers' woes, or budget fights in Capitol Rows. And though you fight to stay in bed, your earbuds fill with what they said. Probably something about space golf or AI. For no mere snooze can stop the sound of Vince and Eric sounding like clowns. They laugh, they cheer, they break the news with dad jokes and some Debbie traffic clues. So tune in now. Don't be a ghost. This morning news is the morning toast.
Mm-hmm.